beware. Beware. This is a warning. The Grim Reaper of Radio, Bob Romanek, with his off-the-record show, is about to air. He's probably the nastiest and craziest son of a bitch that you've ever had the misfortune to encounter. The Grim Reaper show will be very controversial and probably quite tasteless. If you are even slightly offended by controversial matter concerning religion, racial matters, politics, or life's problems, you are hereby warned to turn this program off immediately. The Grim Reaper show will be, like his face, very scary and very ugly. At this time, not proudly, but shamefully, presents to you Bob Romanek, the craziest son of a bitch on the radio today.
The nurses all gathered round, and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. 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 Bad to the bone.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. This great Monday morning, and as always, if you don't like a little controversy, if you don't like a little bullcrap, turn me off, because that's what you're going to get. Again, you've been warned. Before we get going, I'd like to say hello to Tom and all of his friends. We got something on our Facebook page there from Amarillo, Texas, that he found out about our station. Listened or read an article online a month or so ago, and he listens every day to the show. So Tom and all your friends in Amarillo, Texas, we want to tell you thank you guys very much. As always, we get calls from all over the country thanks to the negative press that the Belleville new Slimocrat and the St. Louis Post disgrace give me. So I want to, as always, appreciate your newspapers. Any publicity is good publicity. So I want to thank you guys. And Tom, you guys down in Amarillo, spread the word. We're not racist, we're realists. We want fair and equal treatment for everybody, and we're not going to stop. We're not going to stop until we get it. Also, again, like to say hello to Ron, Gail, and their beautiful granddaughter, Nora. Saw them Friday up in Jerseyville. Want to say hi to them. Nora, what a beautiful little granddaughter you guys have. So Ron, Gail, and Nora, thank you guys very much for taking the time to come over and talk. We always sincerely appreciate it. Lines are always open, if I say they're open, and we'll open them up today. If anybody has anything of any importance, you can call toll-free 1-888-394-1430. On the east side, 394-1190. Now, I got to say, we've got to bring peace and love back to our neighborhoods. I got to say this now. And this is in the St. Louis Post Disgrace. You see it on television. They've been having these marches, these vigils for how many years? 10, 12, 15? And the more vigils they have, the more killings they have. And it pisses me off that the black community, they always got to blame somebody else. It says, what we tolerate, we teach. Then there's another piece in the article. We have marched for what has been done to us. Now it's time that we march for what we have done to each other. Now, I like that statement, but they always have to put the racial tone in there. We have marched for what has been done to us. Well, I want to know, niggers, once again, as a white guy sitting here reading the paper, getting pissed off, what we've done to you in the last 20, 30 years. Don't tell me what was done 150, 175 years ago. You know, that's like a loaf of stale bread. You don't sit there and look at it, wish you'd get fresh. The sumbitch is stale. Throw the bastard out. Don't worry about it. But I see all these marches, and it's always about bring peace to their neighborhood. Peace is never going to come until the proud black community tells these niggers, hey, time's up. Until the proud black community tells the police officers of this great country, go out and do your job. See, they're not going to let police officers do their job. And when a police officer doesn't do his job, he still gets paid. But the community suffers. And the community, especially the black community, they're suffering at their own hands. And they know it. But they want to walk around. Every week, they've got a demonstration. Every week, there's more people that come out there, because every week, there's more people who are killed in the nigger community, not the African American. I hate it. I hate it when it says African American community. But they talk about the African Americans in St. Louis could point to the harmful legacies of redlining and oppression. What the hell are they talking about? They come up with those words. I don't know if they can spell them. I know they don't know what they mean. All they know is something against a white guy. But they have all these shootings all throughout St. Louis. And then they want to have all these marches. But it says, now some of the niggers, some of the marchers, niggers, said that the controversial gun laws recently enacted by the state were making matters very, very serious and much, much worse. Let me tell you, all those gun laws do are keep honest people honest. If a no-count nigger or a cracker or a hunky wants to get an illegal gun and kill some bitch, he's going to do it. So don't talk about gun regulations. The niggers, the crackers, the hunkies, the violent bums of this country, they don't give a damn about regulations. They don't give a damn about laws. They give a damn about raping, robbing, killing, selling dope. You think they give a damn about a gun law when they're going to take that gun and go out and blow somebody's head off and take what little money they may have in their pocket? It's unbelievable. So many killings in St. Louis. But man, let a white guy do something wrong. You know what the hell happens. But I watched that and I thought, is everybody that stupid? They always talk about it. See, we're talking about it right here because I think it's stupid. Now, all the news media in St. Louis, they have to cover it because the blacks will get mad. If you don't cover their marches, hell, they have one march a week. And after every march, there's two or three more dead niggers. I shouldn't say niggers. There's some probably some proud black people along the way that get killed. But it's amazing. Most of it's drug-related. Most of it's criminal on criminal. They won't tell you that, but it is. But they want to stop the killings. Well, if you want to stop the killings, you people better wise up. You black politicians, I'm sorry, you nigger politicians need to wise up. Need to make sure that the young generation of blacks coming up get a proper education. And I mean a proper education in the classroom, not out on the street, not where every white guy's a no good son of a bitch, not where it's a white guy's fault that they're living in poverty. No, it's the lack of parental guidance. It's a lack of parents, actually. But they want to talk about it's always a white guy. It always comes back to being it's always a white guy. And you people know it. They had speeches. They said they had speeches and had different organizations there. And they want to talk about no violence. And then there was a shooting or two last night. See, I don't think, I don't think that there's ever been a time where talking has got anything done. They got to realize their problem. They got to realize that they are the victims. They're the victims of their own race. As always, I say, how many white people go to North St. Louis? How many white people go to South St. Louis and kill a nigger on the street? I don't think it happens very often. But you won't hear that, because see, that's not politically correct. You'll hear when a white man shoots a black guy, it's all over front page, top fold of the newspaper. But when a nigger kills a nigger, everybody just goes about their business. You know, it's like, that's what happens in the black community. I'm sorry, in the nigger community. Hey, another killing. What the hell? Get him off the street. Let's wait for the next one, and the next one, and the next one. But see, politicians will not address that. They have to be so politically correct. And it's not so much they're politically correct. They're politically afraid. There's some vile, asswipe, no-count, good-for-nothing, both black and white politicians who will never tell you the way it is, because see, it costs them votes. Can't lose a vote. Hell, I'd rather lose 15 lives than a vote. That's what these politicians say. And that's what goes on constantly. Nobody pays any attention to it. But it's always at the end of the day, and that's what pisses me off more than anything. It's always the white guy's fault. It always ends up being, for whatever reason, the white guy's fault. And until we stop that, it's not going to stop itself. I see in the paper again this Governor Northam, the Virginia governor who 35, 40 years ago wore blackface at a Halloween party. No good son of a bitch was going to go to a Democratic state lawmaker's fundraiser, but they canceled it because he was going to face a lot of protesters. Now, see, these niggers, I got to tell you, this guy in blackface, 35, 40 years ago, this white guy, the niggers ain't going to let it go. Did he hurt anybody in blackface? Nobody knew about it. Until when? Until somebody brought it up. And he says, well, it was me. Well, then it wasn't me. Well, I don't give a damn if it was him. That's 35, 40 years ago, people. And he's still getting heat because he's white. What about the nigger Fairfax? What about the nigger lieutenant governor who's been accused of two or three sexual rape charges, sexual assault charges? Where's the niggers on lieutenant governor Fairfax? I don't see him out doing anything on him. No, the NAACP. The Black Lives Matter, all the black groups, let's give them time. Let's get everybody's statement. Let's get all the facts before we judge the nigger, but not the white guy. So the Virginia governor had to stop going to a fundraiser this last weekend because said he would face a lot of protesters, a lot of nigger protesters. That's black, but it was niggers, not black. You see how they handle the situation? You see what they do? They're going to intimidate the white guy until the white guy folds. And I think up to about this point, I think the white community is about ready to fold. No violence. We have to stand pat. We have to stand tall for what we as a proud white community believes in. And it's fair and equal treatment. As always, we do not want any more than fair and equal treatment, but we will not accept anything less. California City, Laguna Beach, California. It's about 50 miles south of Los Angeles. They've got their new squad cars, their police cars, and where it says police, big letters in the middle of the cars on both sides. They've got the flag. They've got, you can see some of the red, white, and blue through the police letters. There's some flag material. It looks like a flag. You can tell it's a flag. Now, they're getting all kind of heat. Some of the asswipe liberals saying it's too aggressive. We can't have that. Where in this country would we ever think that having a flag on a police car, having flag letters on a police car, would be too aggressive? Now they're having a big fight, big argument at the Laguna Beach Police Department. It's in Orange County. They added the American flag style lettering for the word police, and you guys know what I'm talking about. The stars and stripes are inside the letters. But some people there are saying it was too aggressive, and they don't feel it represents the community. Laguna Beach is about 50 miles south of Los Angeles, has about 25,000 residents. They're bitching about the police car having patriotic letters on the car. Some of the councilmen say, oh yeah, that's right, we can't have that. We can't have that because it upsets people. Well, what about all the people that it upsets when you don't have flag letters on the car? What about the people who are upset whenever you kneel for the national anthem? Nothing happens there, but everybody wants to bitch. But it was amazing that they bring up about the flag, American flags on the cars. What are we going to do, people? We're going to sit there and take it? We're going to sit there and take it? Well, I tell you what we can do. We can take it, or we can, Governor or Mayor Pete, they call this idiot, and I can't find my article, but Mayor Pete is running for President of the United States, the first openly gay politician to run for mayor. Mayor Pete, he calls himself. He's a mayor of South Bend, Indiana. I don't know how many people live in South Bend. He's 37 years old. But it says, Butabig, I guess that's his name, Butabug, would be the first openly gay nominee of a major political party. That's the Democratic Party. I know there's a lot of gay son of a bitches there. Hey, Mark the Big Faggot Kern, are you one of them? But it says that if he was the presidential candidate, that he'd be the first openly gay. And it says the mayor married his husband, Chasten, last year. He would be the first mayor to go directly to the White House and be gay. Now, that's what I want to see. I want to see Mayor Pete get elected president of the United States and walk hand in hand and be kissing on Chasten, his husband. I got to know which one's a husband and which one's a wife in a gay relationship like that. But do you see how asinine this is? He gets front page paper. Hell, it's 15, 16, 17 paragraphs. One half of one whole page talking about Mayor Pete in a race. He's the face of a new generation. Yeah, if he's a gay son of a bitch going kissing on his boyfriend, walking down in front of the White House during inauguration, yeah, that would be a first. First and maybe a last. But do you people understand how crazy this country's getting? Do you understand that we're sitting back and letting all this crap go? He's worried about his husband, Chasten. He's happy about it. And I guess all the straight people, let's be fair. Let's elect a gay. We had a black president. Let's get a gay one just because he's gay. We don't give a damn if he's qualified. But we sit here as Americans and say, we want to make this country great again. And that's not a slogan from Donald Trump, that's a slogan from way back when. Everybody wants to see America be great again. But these asswipe liberals, I mean these snowflake liberals, people can be liberal. They've just went off the charts. Nobody says anything. Nobody wants to do anything. Well, I think people may want to do something, but they're all afraid. Hey, I can't say that. They'll say I'm a racist. They'll say I'm a homophobe. I don't give a damn. Speak your mind, people. Speak your peace. Don't sit back at the coffee shops, at the bars, at the restaurants, and give your buddies hell. Give your politicians hell. They're the ones that vote for these different situations. But I just thought awful funny in a Democratic race for president. There's 18 or 20 candidates for mayor. And this Mayor Pete Buttigieg, or whatever the hell his name is, says here that he often talks about how political decisions shape people's lives, including his own. He served as a lieutenant in the Navy Reserve for 1 year. He was able to marry his husband and not to worry about how to pay for his father's funeral. Isn't that something? This bastard's running for president, and all through this article wants to bring up his husband, Chasten. Now, what do you think people in other countries think about us? You know, we must be a bunch of idiots. We must be a bunch of idiots for letting people do this. Now, if he wants to run for president, fine. I don't give a damn about his husband. I don't give a damn about him getting married last year to his husband. And he's going to be the first openly gay. Pete, 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 they cheered. Maybe it should have been Peter, 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 they cheered, if you know what I mean. And I think you do. Go ahead, Stuart. You're on the dark side.
Yeah, this Mayor Pete, you know, he a while back said all lives matter. Well, he got some pushback from a black group, so he pussy boy caved
well,
in.
Well, wait a minute. Stuart, he got a pushback from who?
Some black group. No.
It wouldn't have been a black group. A proud black group will let people have their own decision. That was a nigger group, but go ahead.
Well, Mayor Pete, you know, said all lives matter a while back, a few years ago, but then he got some pushback lately from some black group that said...
Wait, nigger, hey, nigger, nigger, let me, it's a nigger group, Stuart. Now, you can call it a black, but I'm calling it a nigger group because that's what it is. A proud black group wouldn't do that. Let everybody have their say and go about their business and do it at election day, but go ahead.
You know, well, that's racist. I'm really sorry I said that. I take that back. So what? That's a real pussy when he, you know, evidently all lives matter is racist nowadays. I just thought all lives mattered, you know.
Yeah, well, Stuart, let me tell you and everybody listening all throughout the country, all lives don't matter. White lives don't matter because the niggers say it doesn't matter. Whenever you say all lives matter, that's right, Stuart. You're right. You're a racist. No, they're racist for saying it. I'm tired of all these groups, the NAACP, Black Lives Matter, Antifa, all these groups. They want to give the white people crap, and the white people sit back and say, we're going to let it go. Let's don't do anything because it'll get worse. Yeah, it's going to get worse until you do something. Until you stand tall, until you say as a white person, I'm going to get fair, I'm going to get equal treatment. We're the majority. That's the least we can expect. But white people sit back, no, and I've seen them at restaurants, I've seen them at bars, coffee shops. When a nigger gives them crap, not a proud black person, always keep them out of the equation. When a nigger gives them crap, you know what they do. You know what they, I'm sorry. Don't be sorry for being right. Don't be sorry for being white or right. But we are. Thanks for the call, Stuart. They always want to make us ashamed to be white. You were born white. You have white privilege. You have white this, white supremacy. Hey, kiss my white, hairy, stinky ass, you niggers. I sit here all weekend. I shouldn't read the paper. I shouldn't watch television. Because it always ends up being something about the white community has screwed something up. Now, they're trying to defend this asswipe, Mohammed ignorant bitch, Ilhan Omar. They're saying that Trump was wrong. Trump shouldn't have tweeted what he tweeted, that we will never forget 9/11. You remember that bitch. She says that some people did something about the World Trade Center in 2001. Remember that? Remember the falling of both twin towers? It was a while back, but it happened, people. Can't forget. Can't forget it happened. But this Ilhan Omar, Democrat out of Michigan, a failed U.S. congressman out of the state of, Minnesota, this no good rotten bitch says some people did something. This no good Muslim bitch and the president of the United States, I don't give a damn, black, white, man, woman, Democrat, or Republican, stood up proudly and said, hey, we'll never forget. It was an incident that happened. 3,000 people die. 3,000 proud Americans die. And she's going to say some people did something. and Trump's going to criticize her. And here comes Nancy Pelosi and all these, and not the rank and file Democrats, they're all great people. I'm talking about the organizational Democrats, the 2 and 3 and 4% are going to chastise not Ilhan Omar, the Democratic Muslim towelhead bitch out of Minnesota. No, Nancy Pelosi is going to chastise President Trump for sticking up for America. When the hell does that happen? What is the problem there? Everybody wants to play such hard politics. We haven't got anything done in Washington the last 2 years. It's not Trump's fault. It's the Democrats want to try to destroy him. Now they want his income tax. I don't give a damn about his income tax. If he did something wrong, let the IRS get him. The IRS will get us. And I'm sure if he did something wrong, the IRS will be all over it. But they want to attack Trump on anything and everything. They don't give a damn about our country. They don't give a damn about illegal immigration. They give a damn less about anything but destroying Trump. And he's done a good job staying in office. He's done a good job fighting back. It's hell when you have one man, in essence. Some of the Republicans will stick behind him. But it's a shame when, in essence, you have one man who is fighting the whole Democratic Party in this great United States. And then you have this Texas congressman, Dan Crenshaw, Republican out of Texas. He's a retired Navy SEAL, lost his eye in an explosion in Afghanistan. And he's all pissed. But Pelosi said, that's okay. We have to stick up for our Muslim congressional ladies. We have to stick up for everyone that's going to fight against the government, everyone who's came to this country to benefit from everything the United States offers. But they do offer one thing, freedom. And they're taking this freedom a little bit too far. They're taking their freedoms, the freedoms that they didn't have in their country, and bringing it over to our country, and then trying to destroy us as proud Americans. You know, I've got nothing against the Muslims if they're decent, hardworking people. But the Muslims that are trying to make this whole country Muslim, you heard it on one of our clips last week. We want to make all Americans Muslims. Get your ass back to your country, because it's not going to happen in this great United States. And there again, not just with the racial situation, with this foreign situation. Going to come a point in time where people are going to say enough's enough. And I honestly think it's right around the corner. Callers, hold on. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romantic, the Grim Reaper of radio. And you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM. Insane broadcasting at its finest. America's bi-state voice of freedom. Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romantic, the Grim Reaper of radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romantic, the Grim Reaper of radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The only thing worse than listening to Bob Romantic, the Grim Reaper of radio, is perhaps getting your head severed. But then some will say it's a toss-up. Now, back to Bob Romantic, the Grim Reaper of radio.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
By the body start the name calling. And the girls respond to the call. I have a boom and shout out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
This is Bob Romantic, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. You know, we're talking about this Ilhan Omar. She's the congresswoman, congress bitch, congress skank, congress whore, Democrat out of Minnesota. It was a very flippant, they said, a very flippant description of the assailants in the attack that killed nearly 3,000 of our people. But see, she didn't give a damn. She's not an American. She can come over here. She can get naturalized. She can get homogenized. She can get whatever jive she wants to get. The bitch is still not a true American, especially when she made fun and was flippant over the 9/11 attack. Now, let Trump do that. Let Trump slip one word, and you see what would happen. But we're going to defend this Muslim whore, this Muslim skank. Not on my watch. Not on my watch. Go ahead, Steve. You're on the dark side.
Good morning, Bob.
Good morning.
Bob, this is a proud black man who lives in North County who's mad as hell at that skank.
Which skank we talking about,
Steve? I'm talking about that skank that had the nerve to make fun of those 3,000 Americans who died in New York City when those towers fell.
You know, Steve, you sit there, and I know you read the paper, you probably watch television as we all do. Doesn't that just fire your ass up when you see, and to me, and they can call me a racist, call me whatever, when somebody comes over to our country, they should assimilate to our way of life. But when they come over and say the disrespectful crap they say, and if they'd have said it in their country, they wouldn't have a head to say it a second day. That just pisses me off. What about you, Steve?
I don't have much time, and I want to move along so you can get to someone else. Bob, I'm over 70 years old. My parents' generation fought in World War II. Can you imagine how the few survivors of Pearl Harbor would feel if someone were to make fun of what happened?
Yeah.
December.
Yeah, you know what, Steve?
Those great Americans who are still left, who survived that, who fought to free us, can you imagine how they would feel to have someone make fun of Pearl Harbor?
Yeah. You know, Steve, if it would have been a true American, this bitch, they have to give her special dispensation. She has to wear that towel around her head in the congressional halls because that's what her religion says. When are we going to say enough's enough? We don't mind bringing people in, but assimilate yourself to our great country, to our traditions, not bringing over the things that you ran away from in these foreign countries. You think that's ever going to happen, Steve? Do you think that we're ever going to stand up as proud Americans, both black and white, and say enough's enough?
Bob, I'd run that skank out of here so fast. How dare you make fun of many of them people were firefighters trying to save people's lives who died, Bob.
Sure they were.
Police officers, firefighters.
Steve, thank you for the call. Steve, a very, very proud black man. And Steve, thank you very much. Very articulate. Told the truth. Everybody ought to be pissed. Everybody ought to be pissed. But they're going to let this skank from Minnesota, Representative Omar, they're going to let her go. Because, number one, she's a woman. Number two, she's a Democrat. And number three, we as Americans are getting so weak. We don't want to stand up. I understand you don't want to stand up fighting for somebody else's rights, but damn, it's about time that we all come together and stood up for our rights as proud, true Americans. Go ahead, John. You're on the dark side.
Hey, man, my hat's off to Steve, first off.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Thank you, Steve, once again.
But I'm a red, white, and blue proud man. And you're right about that. You know, that chick up there up north, that Tallhead, how dare she? I mean, how doesn't dare she? If those homosexuals go to her country and see how long you live, the Muslims, they do not want a homosexual in their sight. They'll use them for target practice.
Sure they will.
But like I was going to say, Bob, you always promote where you don't want no violence or nothing like that, but how do we counteract that fool? You vote, you pay your taxes, you speak out, but that doesn't seem to work. Them homosexuals, those ragheads, they just keep getting stronger and stronger because it seems, you know, like our hands are tied unless we do something physically, not just on the voting part, because apparently that doesn't work anymore, I've been seeing.
Yeah, John, let me tell you, no, our hands aren't tied. Our hands have never been tied. We just got to be, we got to stand up as proud Americans and say enough's enough. Those bastards haven't tied our hands. We're sitting on our hands because we're saying, well, it's not affecting us right now. No, it's not affecting a lot of us right now, but if it continues, that wave continues, it's going to affect all of us. It's unbelievable. We sit there, and you're right, John, but I still don't. I never advocate violence. Violence gets us nothing. But at some point in time, like a gentleman said Friday, what happens if somebody comes to your house and tries to hurt you? I said, I'll gouge his eyes out and kill the son of a bitch. I'm not for violence, but I'll be damned. I'm not going to sit there and be hurt. I'm not going to sit there and be killed. And at some point in time, if we don't stand together, there's going to be major problems. There's going to be physical problems. There's going to be violence in the streets a lot more than there is now unless we come together and stop it. I'm for stopping it right now. I'm forever a proud white person, black person coming together. Don't let these politicians divide and conquer us because that's what they want. That's how they win. They divide and conquer us. They pick us apart one after one after one. Hopefully we're not going to let that happen. Go ahead, Jim. You're on the dark side. People, we have to understand, we're sitting back, we're reading this, we're watching this, everything is happening, and it's going by us. Are we that stupid as proud Americans, both black and white, men and women, Democrats and Republicans? Are we so stupid we don't understand the movement that's going on? And they'll say, hey, Romantic's a racist. You know, he's a conspiracy freak. He's this. No, I'm a realist, people. I've been out on the street many years. I know exactly what's going on. And you people, I'm not telling you people anything you don't know. I'm trying to preach to you good people. I'm trying to make you people understand. I'm not a shock jock. I'm a provocateur. I want to provoke you people, and not into violence, but to taking a stand and doing something before it is too late. Again, you don't hear this anywhere else but right here because we're the only radio station that's going to give you the truth. We're not going to soft soap it. We're going to give you the truth, the unfiltered truth today and every day. And if you don't like it, don't listen. But people, you better do something. You can hate me for the rest of your life. I'm here not to make a friend. I'm here to make a difference. And I think I've made a difference. And I think that difference is keeping coming and coming and coming because somebody has to stand up. Somebody has to stand up. Somebody has to stand up loud and proud and speak up. Speak up loud and proud or something's going to happen. Let's take one more call before break. Go ahead, Jim. You're on the dark side.
You're right about, Bob, you're right about that Muslim raghead. They come to our country, and instead of assimilating the American way, we're supposed to assimilate and meet their ways. No, that's not right. And for her to say that, she ought to be driven on a camel and wherever the hell she came from and driven back. You know, that's what this, that's what they want to turn this country into, Muslim Sharia law.
You know, Jim, I'm sure you read the paper, and I know you do. I know you watch television. You sit there as a proud American. Don't you think I do? Maybe you don't. Maybe everybody listening doesn't. But what has this country become? This was 20, 30 years ago. We would never tolerate this kind of crap. It's like everybody, just like the illegal immigrants coming from up south. Everybody wants to come to this great country, but they want to change this country. If they want to change it, stay where you're at, because we as proud Americans, I don't think, Jim, we're going to take much more. Do you?
No, I don't. I'm amazed how society's going. I think America's going to end up like the Roman Empire. Americans, all they care about is their football and drinking, and meanwhile, the barbarians are at the gate. I thought I'd never see a day when a guy's running for president, standing on stage kissing his boyfriend or husband.
Yeah.
My God, what have we become?
Hey, Jim, thanks for the call. You're right, Jim. I like what he said. What have we become in this great country? What have we become after all the wars, after all the military heroes died to give us the right to live free, to live as Americans, to have the opportunities we have in this great country? And now you got these foreigners coming over and want to destroy our way of life. They want to make us all Muslims. They want to make us all Hispanic. They want to make us all whatever the hell they want to make us. Come to this country, people. Come to this country legally. Come to this country the right way and become Americans. Be proud of your heritage, but don't bring it to the point where you're going to try to make everybody Irish, English. You don't hear the Irish and the English. You don't hear the Italians. Hey, we want to make everybody Italians. So you people that come over the right way, come over with the right attitude, because at some point in time, I think it's going to explode on all of us. We're going to take a quick break. Callers, hold on. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The Grim Reaper of Radio, death and taxes. Three things you never really want to experience. Now, let's get back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
Now, Daddy didn't like trouble, but if it came along, everyone that knew him knew which side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never call fall for anything.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom. As always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome, welcome back to the dark side. You know, I speak as a proud American, born and raised in this country. I've had the opportunity to make some money. I had opportunity to support my family very well if you work hard, as all you people have. But when you have all these Arabs, these Muslims, all these bastards coming over, here's another article. Right now, the Arabs have the white designation on the census paper, said 24-year-old activist and organizer. Activist, you know he's a no-good, violent bastard. The truth is, in quotes, we aren't ever going to be white in their eyes, and we will still be discriminated against. I'm so tired of hearing about that discrimination. You got the Arabs, the Muslims, the niggers. People, get out and get a job. Get out and partake of all the opportunities in this great country. You know, I thought, you know, maybe I play those nigger songs to piss off the niggers, not the proud blacks. They know what I'm doing. And I thought, you know, maybe that one song to be a nigger for a day. And I thought, you know what, I listened to that song and I thought, it doesn't get played on any other station in the country. But I play it because I can, because I'm an American. I play it because I don't like the niggers. I don't like the violent niggers. I don't like the violent crackers, the violent hunkies. And I thought, well, maybe I'll be a nigger for a day. And then I kind of thought, I sit there and kind of daydreamed a little bit, and I thought in my head, and this is what I thought.
If I could be a nigger for a day, but I can't be a nigger, and I don't really have to be, cause Coon, let me tell you, it's plain and simple to see, that if I was you for a day, then I'd be taken from me. So I don't wanna be a nigger for a day. I don't wanna be a nigger for a day. I don't wanna live the free and easy way. I'll struggle long, struggle hard, but that's okay. Cause I'll never be a nigger for a day. No, I'll never be a nigger for a day.
You know why I play that? I play that because I can. I play that because I'm a proud American. Not a racist, I'm a realist. The niggers, the crackers, and the hunkies, they take away from all the hardworking white people, all the hardworking black people. They take from us. The Arabs, the Muslims, every son of a bitch that don't want to work, every bastard wants to be a victim. Don't be a victim. Be like the rest of us. Be like us hardworking, proud white and proud black men and women, Democrats, proud Democrats and Republicans. Be the victor. Be the victor, not the victim. I'm tired of everybody crying. I need this and I ain't got that because of the white guy. No, you ain't got that because you're a lazy, no good son of a bitch and nigger or a cracker or a hunky. That's why you got crap. That's why your family's starving. That's why your family ends up being just like you, going to jail. Oh, there's a lot of blacks, more blacks in jail than whites. But there's a lot of more blacks killing son of a bitches on the street every day than there is whites. Percentage-wise, way, way off the charts. Don't hear that on KMOX, won't hear that on KSD, hear that nowhere but right here. And I sit again as a proud white man, not ashamed to be white. I'm proud to be white. If I'd been black, I'd have been the hardest working black son of a bitch in town. Not the victim, but the victor. Let's cut that crap out, people. Let's don't give these bastards the opportunity to destroy what our past generations have helped us build. proud blacks. There's a lot of hardworking proud blacks out there. They don't want to be around the niggers. The niggers, I said before, the niggers don't want to be around the niggers. So let's come together, people. If the Arabs, Muslims, anybody wants to be part of this great country, come in. But you hear what I say, be part of this great country. Remember your heritage. But when you come over here respecting and honoring our flag, our country, and all the proud military heroes. Some gave all, and all gave some to keep us free today and every day. So let's think about that as we go about our day. As always, time to go, people. Remember these ass white bastard political parasitical perverted punks that we call politicians. They're the bastards that keep on dividing and conquering us. They don't give a damn about this country. They sit up there in Washington like they're a bunch of big shots. They want to come after Trump. They don't want to do anything for us. They don't want to do anything for our country. You no good ass white United States congressmen and United States senators, you bastards work for us. We don't work for you. We put you up there. You didn't earn those positions. You don't deserve those positions. We gave you those positions to represent us, not to screw us. So as always, people, one election just passed, but now the presidential election, have an election for county board chairman in a lot of these counties. Elections have started again today. Let's remember these ass white bastard political parasitical perverted punks that we call politicians. And as always, at the end of the day, at the end of the day, let's destroy them before they destroy us. As always, no violence. Let's destroy them politically, of course, right here on the dark side.
All the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romanek, the grim rapper of radio, with his brand new single, Nigga Nation. The grim rapper of radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word! This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigga nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigga nation. All the nigga think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigga this and nigga that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigga nation cries and screams reparation. A nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all of the illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thug intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddyless babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigger nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigger of the nigger nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigger nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the break.
Nigga, and I don't mean Negro, nigga. I don't mean black man, I mean nigga. Drop the mic, bitch!
This is Bob Romani, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Radical Radio, and we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All-American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ, St. Louis.